On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, shop time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
I should have said 3, 2, 1. I should have said, all right, king of NFL preseason.
Here you're damn three, right, two, baby.
1-0, Shime. Good call, buddy. Nice
thank
play.
You, thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, I have my inklings every once in a while. I tend to know what's going on sometimes.
I have some gambler's remorse on this. Two things I really didn't factor in. When Josh McDaniels was the head coach in Denver, they went 7-1 in the preseason. And I think their over was 8-0.
Wow.
And the Hall of Fame game there in Canton, that field they played on, was a field Josh McDaniels played high school football on. He's from Ohio.
Look at that.
Terrible job by me. Terrible job by me. Excellent call by you. I also would never imagine Josh Jacobs getting carries there.
Yeah, I don't know
what a motivation by Josh McD. Hey, you want touches with Kenyon Drake in this offense? You better go get some, Josh Jacobs. Love it.
I mean, I heard this actually theory floated out, and I wouldn't be shocked that Josh Jacobs may just not get a ton of carries this year. McDaniels may go with the Patriots running back by committee approach.
Is supposed to be very involved this year. That's the one thing out of camp is that they like Drake out of the backfield and potentially on some early downs.
And he's not committed to Jacobs. He didn't draft him. That was the Gruden era. Like, this is it's his time. He can kind of figure it out. And so I wouldn't be shocked if Josh Jacobs does not get nearly as many carries as people may expect.
He looked good last night, man.
Yes, he did.
The ball. Two catches out of the backfield, too. Ooh, boy. My boy Josh McD.
Jarrett Stidney, too. Lighten it up a little bit, you know?
the bar's.
Hey, rushing touchdown.
Jake Luton. I guess the bar is pretty low.
True.
I did save our buddy Scott from playing Devontae Adams, but then he didn't. He audibled into Marvin Jones, who also didn't play.
Yeah, so he should have gone to Marvin Hall. He did play.
He did play. I ended up watching a little over a quarter, I think it was, and I'm like, eh. I'm good.
Yeah, the game was delayed, so
yeah,
I went to bed.
That affected it, too, yeah. He woke up with a bet, undefeated. I would stop betting preseason now and just say.
I am. I'm done.
In 2022, folks, I went undefeated in the preseason, like those scamby cappers say. I am undefeated in my last one pick. It's a good job by you. So we don't have any preseason football. We have nothing this weekend. Patriots do play next Thursday on preseason Thursday night against the Giants.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. It's finally time to kind of see what the Patriots can do on a football field.
I heard you very excited today. Listen to the Greg Hill show. Sounded super excited about Mac Jones in the offense.
Yeah, I was ripping the shit out of him, and I don't care. It is what it is. I mean, look.
You're not wrong.
Here's
the thing. You're wrong about Mac, but you're not wrong about everything else.
Sure, but I'm not wrong about Mac this year, though, right? Because of everything else around him.
Probably.
And like, that's the other – like, it's – I've had multiple conversations now with Andy. I've even talked to Kyrie, who seems to be like the new, like the actual, what Fitzy should be, like the positive view of the Patriots at WEEI. And I've talked to a lot of different people that have been there at camp with their eyes on it. And a lot of people are confirming what I expected, right? Like for goodness sake, Bill Belichick was giving plays to Matt Patricia to radio in. Like, that's not good. It's because Matt Light even said it today, and as much as he may not have agreed with a lot of the stuff that I have been saying lately, he did specifically say that calling the offense is an art, and that's what I've been preaching all along. And guys can't just all of a sudden walk in and do it just because they've been around football for a while. That's not how that works. Crafting and calling an offense is a unique and special talent, and I'm sorry, Matt Patricia, a guy who had Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson and couldn't win more than six games, can't do it.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that, and looking forward to see what it looks like. I will say Andrew Callahan joined Mutt at Night last night, and he actually thinks the way the offense is sort of set up is bad for Mac because it's like a dumbed-down offense, and
yes.
Mac doesn't need that.
Well, my issue with Andy yesterday is he was like, you know, these guys can handle zone schemes, blah, blah,
Andy's
blah. And my thought is if you want to make it more Shanahan zone scheme, then the offense would get more difficult. But if the offense is getting easier,
yeah,
like you're doing Mac a disservice. He was already in an offense that was
Agreed.
So technically defined because of the option routes.
They're doing it for the coaches because can't coach it. That's why they're doing it.
And the other reason is they're doing it for the receivers. Because do you want to know one of the guys who has stood out so far? Tyquan Thornton. Do you want to know why a rookie receiver all of a sudden is standing out in training camp? It's because the receiving routes are easier. There's not as many options and decisions that they have to make and reads that they have to identify. And in some ways, that's good because you look at guys like Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, and they're immediately impacting the NFL as rookies. So why can't the Patriots even get any impact from a rookie? And that's because, in a lot of ways, their offense is too difficult. So ultimately, it comes down to, are you making it easier for the receivers or are you making it harder for Mac? And so it's like, and they've chosen the prior. And I mean, it is what it is.
Did not mean to go down this road, folks. Did not mean to go down this road yelling about Mac Jones. We do that on a lot of shows here.
Yes,
on WEEI, we get a chance to yell for real on next Thursday. We'll see how much. I mean, Bill may protect his guys and go super basic next Thursday against the Giants. We get to see Brian Daboll in action next Thursday, but no football until then. We had the Red Sox tonight. They lost last night. I cashed on my over. Did we get five runs?
We pushed.
The first five?
It was depressing because we had four in the first inning. And I'm like, oh, baby, we're in business.
Yep.
Sally Perez got us the RBI in the bottom of the fifth inning to make sure we pushed. But we pushed because it was over five. So we had the even push there, which is unfortunate. But alas, we didn't lose. So
big seven-run inning gets us over for the over nine. So that was a win there. Looking at the game today, My idea basically, Sham, is that I think I want to fade Josh Winkowski. He's been a big ground ball pitcher, but the Royals, like they proved last night, like they're still fighting. I think they still care. Zach Greinke's an actual pitcher going against the Red Sox tonight. So I think I'm on Royals money line plus 105
on the Royals money line. Wow.
I think I'm on Royals money line because the team total is five, which I guess I kind of like too. So it's I don't want to make an official pick, but my idea is I would like to fade Josh Winkowski, and I'm leaning towards just a Royals money line bet at plus 105. I don't want to do plus 1.5 runs for minus 155. That ain't for me.
Yep.
So it's Royals money line, or it's going to be Royals over team total 4.5. The two bets I'm looking at, I have no player props for this one. Maybe you got something different for the people, but that's where I'm leaning. Fading Josh Winkowski, who I think is by far the second best rookie pitcher on this staff, well behind Cutter Crawford, who has been awesome this year.
I'm fading the Red Sox a little bit. I'm going Zach Greinke over 3.5 strikeouts in the game. Greinke has not been great this year, but he has been far better at home than away. I think he's 0-5 on the road, 3-1 at home. He's been much better at home. And so he's not striking out a ton of batters, but again, the Red Sox have been striking out a ton
of late.
So I am going to ride, especially because I'm getting it at plus 120 and it's only 3.5. I'm going to go over 3.5 strikeouts for Zach Greinke tonight.
Yeah, weird spot for this team. You know, Heim goes in town. They have a team meeting, rah-rah team meeting. Then the Cora speaks afterwards. So two separate meetings. Bloom didn't speak at Cora's meeting. Corey didn't speak at Bloom's. So weird stuff going on with the team. We'll see if they, as Will Fleming said in the broadcast last night, they had to win this series. So they got to win the next three in a row. I think they're DOA for playoff chances. And not just because of them, Sean, because the teams in front of them. Seattle's got a cake schedule. White Sox have an easy schedule. Blue Jays is better. Guardians, they are still trying to win. So, unfortunately for the Red Sox, too much work to do. Can't beat bad teams. Not in the playoffs 2022.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've watched this deadline come and go, and the disaster that is the Red Sox right now, and I am also out on the Red Sox in the playoffs.
Massachusetts sports betting is not official yet. We are waiting for the governor. Now, Governor Baker has until, I believe, next Wednesday, Shime, to sign this.
Okay.
There's no indication he's not going to sign it.
Yeah, would there be any reason he wouldn't? Because he said all along he has. He would.
So I will only say that there. Someone asked me, who was involved in the voting process for this, like, where do you think he'll do a ceremonial signing? So maybe he's waiting until next week and doing, like, a, I want to say a ribbon cutting. But, like, hey, I'm signing sports betting into law.
So he's going to be at Boston Encore.
I don't know. I don't know why he hasn't signed it yet. I have no idea if he just signed. Like, is it one of those things, like, when you sit down to buy a house, we have to sign, like, 10,000 things from the lawyer all at once? Is he waiting to sign everything that the was passed at once? I have no idea. But I just know once that passes, the clock will start. And I apologize for this a couple days ago when I said it happened relatively quickly. Then I pushed it out to 90 days, which is November 1st. I stand by this assumption that you'll be able to bet in the NFL season, and I'm including playoffs here, you'll be able to bet at a brick-and-mortar place. I am not confident that mobile betting is going to happen until 2023, and that is because the national average is between 8 and 9 months. And so even if the state does it expedited and they speed this up, we're still looking into early 2023 for the mobile portion of it. But I think I am confident that brick and mortar is going to happen at some point this year. I am not confident mobile is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I've said all along, I think if retail, like brick and mortar is up by around Thanksgiving, and then we get mobile just in time for the Super Bowl, like I think that's positive progress. I think that's the right timetable to be good, to be okay with. I think any longer than that is kind of upsetting, but it is what it is. And any shorter than that is fantastic, and I'd be super excited for it.
Until then, we bet in Connecticut, we bet in New Hampshire, yes. And that we have to do that until we can get the state up and running. I don't expect it to be able to live bet, and at least NFL regular season game. Oh, you can at those locations, I guess. Which, by the way, I should also point out, like, I'm not mad about, like, the experience. I like mobile betting, Shime. I'm all about it. Let's talk about this with Brad Bryant, who's the general manager at the FanDuel, the Mohegan Sun FanDuel Sportsbook. Mm-hmm. Mobile betting is it's convenient, it's quick, it's up to date. There is still no replacing being live in an actual sports book.
No,
to watch watching an event you have money on.
It's like awesome.
The energy, the atmosphere. If you've not been to Las Vegas, people are going to be in for a treat. Maybe you bet like on one of the illegal sites here in Massachusetts, but you've been at a sports bar. It's not the same animal, Shime, than being able to be at a sports book with the action going on in front of you. I'm going to sound like a loser saying it. It's exhilarating.
It's titillating. I'll use that word. I was there just a couple weeks ago, and I did that exact thing on a freaking New York Mets game, which I didn't care about in the slightest. Imagine if I was doing that for football, how much more erect I would have been. Like, I was so excited to be there. I loved every second of it. And I can't wait for them to open up here in Massachusetts.
Cannot wait. So I don't think it'll be kick off the season, but I feel pretty confident that at least a handful, I don't know if all five will be up and running, but I think that certainly Encore Boston Harbor already has everything in place. MGM Springfield has everything in place. I don't know about Suffolk. I don't know about Raynham. I know for sure that Plain Ridge is going to do whatever they freaking can, because Barstool is going to be a huge, huge fixture. It's their home base. They're going to have their own casino. Portnoy is going to put a ton of money into it. I think they're going to have unbelievable promos for mass bettors here. Like, I think Barstool is going to end up being potentially right there with DK and FanDuel in this state.
Okay.
Because they have so many bars. Think about, this is where Barstool started.
Yeah.
I think they're going to they're doing well anyway. But I think they're going to do really well here in Massachusetts, you know, given the connections they have to the state.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
And it's $4.95, like easy to get to there at Plain Ridge. Like it's sort of centralized in the state. That's my two cents. But we'll see. We'll keep track of that going forward. And they're gambling tidbits for the people.
All I have to say is once mobile betting is up and running, we need to coax FanDuel into giving us like a Muttensheim special parlay every once in a while. Just like we just throw out two teams and they kind of boost the odds for us just a little bit.
Yeah, people that don't know, our company Odyssey is pretty tied to FanDuel. So I suspect that we'll be doing some stuff with FanDuel, and that's why it works out for us in the great state of Connecticut with the Mohegan Sun FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm totally with you. Like I logged on today, and I love these guys, but like the John Boy guys have a – maybe this is why you thought of this, Shime. The John Boy media guys, the baseball guys, have a Jake's parlay of the day. And I'm like, where's the Chris Shime?
Yeah.
Parlay
well, so
today.
You mentioned that because like I know Barstool does that with a lot of their personalities.
Yeah.
I know FanDuel and The Ringer have a very good relationship. They do that a few times. Was it Ross Tucker has had a couple specials on DraftKings
on DK. Yep.
So
we love
like
Ross.
One of these times you and I are gonna have a Shime and Mutt special parlay up on FanDuel or DraftKings or wherever, whatever. Probably FanDuel, and we're gonna get it done. We're gonna have it up there.
I'm just thinking though, like imagine you're like a real gambler, and it's like, oh, Bill Simmons is pushing. You start betting stuff because Bill Simmons says to bet.
Right.
This is gonna happen.
Or they look on FanDuel and they go, who the hell are this Mutt and Shime
Jamokes? Well, I mean, absolute clueless. Like what? The BetQL what? 74 Twitter followers. What else there, Shime? I am playing Chelmsford Country Club on Sunday. We're doing a family outing.
Oh, nice. I'm playing in Drake It on Sunday, actually, with my father and my brother. We're playing Four Oaks.
Oh, I've heard really nice things.
Yeah, it's a beautiful course.
I really nice thing about Four Oaks.
I played there once when I first moved in up in Lowell, and it was a tough course, but it was a beautiful course, so I'm excited to go back. I haven't been back since, so.
Somebody reminded me yesterday, a friend of mine was like, you know, you and Shime, wait till Treehouse goes into Tewksbury at the country club. Wait till you guys are there.
Oh, Mutt, trust me. I've already told my girlfriend that there's going to be countless times during the week I am going to be playing nine and having beers at Treehouse. Like it's
Yeah, I don't think I'll be – I suspect it's going to be extremely expensive. The price is going to go way up. I know they're cutting back on events, but the golf and the beer is going to be – and I am Team Treehouse, but – I mean, affordable to me is like Chelmsford Country Club. We'll see how see what they do to Tewksbury's price once Treehouse puts their big emblem on the side of that building. I also those hazes. I think my golf game will be okay with a very haze or two in the first nine.
Well, so that's the thing is I'm going to wait for after. The smart thing is Treehouse is a very good ordering process for anybody who's ever
it sure
been
does.
Out to
Absolute
Treehouse.
Professional,
unbelievable job that they do out there. And so you know
during
what?
During the pandemic, they were great. By
you
the way,
scan the QR code ahead of time. You go out, you play your nine round hole six or seven. You place your actual order via your phone, and then as soon as you're done, you walk right up, you grab your drinks, and you're good to go. That's how you're going to have to do it, and that's going to be the smart way to do it.
They're supposed to be up and running for football season.
That's just I heard that
fall,
I think it was
fall golf at Tewksbury.
Yeah, I thought it was October was like the set the month they were hoping to get up. That'll be oh man, I'm so excited.
It's 11 minutes from my house.
It's 7 minutes for mine.
It's just stupid.
It's gonna be amazing.
It won't happen, but I'm gonna pretend I'm like my home value went up because it's a treehouse 15 minutes.
I mean, hey, I'll buy into that.
What else do the people shine as we head to the weekend? Anything else?
No, nothing crazy. I'm going to a concert tonight, so I'm going to be a little tired tomorrow.
That's a good concert you're going to, though. Poison, Fenway Park, that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a blast.
Did you get a parking pass from our boss?
No, I wasn't that fortunate.
Well, get the $20 parking. See if you can get one of those passes.
Oh, yeah, we're just going to park at like the Pru or whatever and... We'll
it's only 20 bucks. You can walk right over. It's a nice walk back. Beautiful right down the street. It's a nice little walk there.
Our boss did give me the hookup, though, so that I can head up to the suite at some point and get a little air conditioning because it's going to be hot out there today.
You deserve it.
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I are going to go up. I'm going to show her the suite and
spend the whole time there. Who's going to be
there?
Well,
she bought tickets that are like 18 rows from the stage. So for the headliners, we'll go back down to our actual seats.
I was going to say, take advantage of the free food and drink up there while you can.
We will. Don't you worry. We will.
All right. What's the plan for the weekend on our podcast?
So tomorrow I can do, could you do like 8:30 tomorrow morning?
I'll be in the car.
I'm
traveling tomorrow. Traveling tomorrow to a place where you can gamble.
Okay.
I'll announce tomorrow where I am tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. I believe you had mentioned something to me about this. Yeah.
So, I can do it in the car technically, but maybe I have to do it later by video. I wouldn't be able to do it on – I couldn't – unless you want to do it by phone.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. You may or may not get a podcast tomorrow.
Yeah. Are you back Sunday or no?
I'll be back Sunday at some point. I will not be back Sunday morning. I am back in town Sunday because I had the big family golf event Sunday afternoon. Knock on wood that the rain holds off.
Okay.
I think me and my son – how are we going to do this? I think me and my son are playing my parents in a best ball.
Oh, nice. That'll be fun.
My dad taught Carter to golf, and he's had a great golf summer. So we're going to cap it off with that here in August. So you may or may not get a podcast tomorrow. Shime, if you want to do one at 8:30 and call me, I can hop on for a couple minutes. That's no problem at all. That's easiest for you. I can do it in the car on the phone from the studio if you're doing the producer show.
I'm not doing the producer show.
Oh, okay.
I just have a we're doing demo work in my house, and my brother's coming up. He's an electrician, so he's coming up and helping me with a bunch of stuff tomorrow. So I kind of had to do it before he got there. But I may also be really hungover tomorrow morning. So I guess we'll play it by ear.
Shime decides, folks. I'm going to be in a car where we're not going to do video, so it should be the audio from the video. So I can do it. If you are too busy to do it, I totally understand. And just let me know.
Cool. Sounds good.
You're the producer. You're the man in charge. Please subscribe to the podcast, folks. iTunes, Spotify, and on the Odyssey app, which some of you have downloaded the second version of that. You can check that out. You can also leave us a nice review. Any of those platforms, if you won with money with Chime's preseason pick last night, you can leave us a nice review there. You can also follow at BetQL Boston. They're on social media. Shime, excellent work out of you. Great job yelling about Mac Jones today on the Greg Hill Show. I laughed my ass off.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You were mocking Mac Jones and macking the offense again. And we will talk very soon. Thank you, buddy.
I can't wait, Mud. I'll talk to you soon.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.